Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin and Mabez. Again, keep in mind, today we'll start by the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir on OU.org, and tomorrow night we'll have a Shir related to, tomorrow night at 9:30 after Ma'ariv, we'll have a Shir related to the daf, related to one of the daf from last week, about how the Kedusha was lost bisman bias Sheni during the times of Hanukkah, whoever Asard and were Matami the Mikdash, how did they do it? Fascinating shir, discussion of all the Rishonim, and Parsha Shir on Wednesday. So today, the shir will be 4:10 to 4:30 daily in Yeshiva and Reshit. Anybody is interested, if not, it should be up hopefully by 5 o'clock Israel time. It will be up, Ezrat Hashem. We will do our best. Okay, but today will be an introductory shir, and then it'll start from there. But here, on OU.org, under Torah. But here we are still on ProjectSinai.org, Baruch Hashem, continuing our travels through Shas, as we continue Avodah Zarah, setting our sights almost on the last parak, and after that we get to the shortest Masechta in Shas. Anybody want to join the Daf Yomi for 2 weeks? The Maseches Harios. But then we get, of course, to Seder Kutchim. Okay, but today we have Avodah Zarah Nun Ches. Hahu Uvda. There was a story. We're about 6 lines up from on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. As I mentioned yesterday, there are a number of stories that are quoted over these couple of dafim, and it's the jog. If you look in their eyes, I just saw the Ramban yesterday. The Ramban lists off, as maybe we felt after all of the end of Tavara Sugya, he lists off and says, Klala de Milsa. Let me explain Klala de Milsa. Let me explain the summary of all of these dafim. And he goes through every single rule. What about if a non-Jew is Meshachzeh without Kavana? What if he touches it Bikocho and Apagufa? What if he touches it Bikocho and he has... Every case he goes through, but he also realizes that it seems like a lot to take all these 8-9 dafim of Yayin Nesach and put together what do you learn after each of the story. And the difficulty is some of the stories don't work out well with each other. So therefore, you have changes of Gersos by the Rishonim, like we had yesterday, Tosas changed the Gersa, because he couldn't fathom if you have a Kocho, Shaloba Kavana, that would be Usser. So that's why he has to change the Gersa. Rashi's a little more Machmir, but that's what the Rishonim do, trying to put it all together. But again, it is contained, almost every detail about Halachas of Yayin Nesach are right here. So if we had more time to spend time Be'iyun, focusing on it, it would be these couple of daf right here. Okay, with a little bit of the earlier in the Masechta as well. So Ha'u Avda, let's do this story. Ha'u Avda David Me'machuzah, there was a story in Me'machuzah. Also, Ovid Kachavim, Ayah Lechanuza de Yisrael. Ovid Kachavim went into the store, a Jewish store, store of a Jew. Amar Lahu, Istachu Chamer Lezvuna, you have any wine? Have any wine to sell me? Amru Leilo. Right, they said, sorry, we're out of wine. Havi Yosef Chamer B'davla, and there was some wine in a bucket and a barrel right in front. Shadi Be Yadei, the goy put his hand in, Shikshech Be, shakes it around, Amalahu, Hai Lav Chamer Hu. He sticks his hand, he's like, what's this? This isn't wine? All upset. So what's that case? He had Kavana to touch it, but he didn't have Kavana to Dafka move it around. He seems to have different Kavana than Nisuch Kavana. You know, Stam Yenam is we don't know what they did with their wine. That we don't know. Here, remember there's 3 levels. The first level is Yayin Nesach Mamish. The second level is Stam Yenam. We have no idea where the wine came from. And the third level is our wine that they touch. We have to be Choshesh that Shemen Nisech. But here we see what the reason is. We see he's really mad. But we're going to get to other cases of being Bekas, Pesach, Shemana, and Beis. But here he's mad at the Jew. He says, what is this? This isn't wine? Shakle Heich Barischei. So the owner of the store, he was very upset because he doesn't really know exactly if this became Nesar or not. So he takes the wine in anger. Shadi Ladana. He takes it, he throws it into a barrel in the back. He's like, that's not for you. All right, whatever it is, that's already accounted for. Whatever it is, but he took it away to tell him that that's not for sale. So what happens? What's the halacha in that case? So Sharye Rava Lizvune Lov Degachavim. Rava allowed him to sell it to a non-Jew. Rava allowed him to sell it to a non-Jew. We've spoken about, again, the past 2 days. A non-Jew touching it is going to be Aser Beshtia. Basically almost in every case. A Negiyas Oved Kachavim is going to Aser Beshtia. Is it going to Aser it Bahana'a? Are you going to be able to sell it? Am I going to be able to give it as a holiday gift, assuming there are no issues about holiday holiday gift beside the holiday. But getting any type of hana from it. So generally, there are many cases here where if it was shalom b'kavan, it would be mutter b'hana. So that's what Rava said. Rava allowed him to sell it because there was no kavana l'nasek. It was just kavana that he was frustrated. If ligalei Rav Huna bar Chinina Rav Huna b'reder of Nachman, and these two amoraim argued with Rava. Nafki shipuri de Rava v'sharu. The shipur of Rava. What does that mean? That basically they put out his psak. They publicly displayed his psak that he allowed it. V'nafki shipuri de Rav Huna bar Chinina of Rav Huna bar Nachman v'asri. And the other rabbis put out a psak. They put out a achraza. They stuck it on all the walls that this is they asked it. So first Rava matured it and then they asked it. So a discussion on the achronim. How exactly once the psak was given, how did they go against Rava's psak? Rava was one of the gdolei ador. And how did they go? The Tosfos Shas asks, why don't we say the principle of Chacham Sha'asar ain't Chaver Asher Lahatir? I mean, you can't change the Psak. This is also discussed. We didn't have Shir on this. It was right before we started the Shir of Avodah Zarah, after the summer, but back on Dav Zayin. If you look back on Dav Zayin for a minute, Tosfos asks this Kasha. Because that's what the Gemara says. Hanishal Chacham B'timei lo Yishal Chacham B'yitar. If you get a Psak, and Tameh, you can't go Shavik for Psakim. That's the Gemara. Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin. You can't go Shavik for a Heter. So Tosfos there discusses our Gemara, because how was this done, or it relates to the sugya that our Gemara spoke about. I'm not sure if he sure quotes our Gemara. So there are two answers given, suggested by the Tosfos Shas here, also related to in that Tosfos. Number one, Mipnei Sharava Shahora Tchila B'Sheila Zu Hora LaHeter V'Chacham Shidir Rashay Chaver LaEsar. Once there's an Isser given, you can't change it to a Heter. The opposite can be true if you want to be more machmer in a certain case. So that is possible. That's what Tosfos says. V'dafka asar ein chaver rashay lahatir avalim hitir chaver rashay lesser. It's not that would be suggested. We've mentioned many times in the past the Gemara in Beitza Dav Beis that koach de hetera adif. Because there are other the koach of heter is stronger. Rashi says there because anybody can be machaver. You don't know chumrah, don't do it. That doesn't reflect the fact that somebody really knows the halacha. If they're machmir, if they're makel, and not in an irresponsible way. If somebody's makel after going through the psakim and is based on the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim, so then that's koach tateir adif. But that's one answer that maybe it only goes in one direction that you can't change it. But mutar aser is allowed. The second idea quoted here from the Tosfos Shas is that here one could suggest maybe he wasn't saying a b'toras vaday. Rabbi wasn't saying b'toras vaday. He's like, I think this is what can be done. But if there's ever a psak that's not Petores Vadai, maybe that's another possibility. I saw that in some of the other Achronim. The second answer that Tosfos Shas gives is that the second Rav has the allowance if they think that a real mistake was made. What's called Tabed Var Mishnah. Right? If they think it's against everything, then you're allowed to change the psak if you think the earlier posik was wrong. Ach b'davar sheyesh na'achra b'rura v'achach v'sheni sover sharishon tabet v'mishnah o shepasa kenegar asugi da'alma b'zeh he's allowed to be cholik, and that's what the two Rav Hunas thought. They thought that Rava was tabet v'mishnah, as we're going to see later on in the story coming up. Okay, those are different ideas about the responsibility of a posik, of a Rav, to give a psak once a different psak was given. The other responsibility of the Gemara earlier was about a shoel. Two different issues that overlap. Is a questioner allowed to go to a second Rav to get an opinion after getting one? And what about the responsibility of the Rav? Does the Rav have to know, or he should try to know, if the person already went to a previous rabbi? Okay, so the Gemara continues, though, with this story. So, again, remember the players here. Rava allowed this case, where the guy put his hand in and said, is this wine? This is wine. So Rava allowed him to sell it, and the two Rav Hunas did not. Ikla, so we're going to go with our Girsa of the Gemara first. And that is Rash, and Rashi's shot of it. According to Rashi, there are two continuations of the story coming up, but they are out of order. If we would put the three parts of the story, according to Rashi, how they're formulated in our Gemara, it would be 1, 3, 2. Right? Because the part that we're about to do happened last. That's why some have difficulty with Rashi Pshat. Why would the Gemara do that? But we're going to go with Rashi Pshat first. Ikla Rav Huna Breder of Nachman Mechuza Rav Huna Breder of Nachman, right? Who was one of those who asserted. So he came to Mechuza. According to Rashi, he came to Mechuza after the next part of the story. We're going to see in the next part of the story, Rava himself is proven wrong. Raya's are brought to him from Bryce's, from statements of Amoran that he was wrong, and he was Chozerbo. And now this part of the story happens third. It happens after he was chozer bo. Rav Huna b'Rav Nachman came to Bechuza. Amalei Rava l'Rav Yakim Shamei. Rava says to his servants, Rav Yakim, trok trok gali, go lock the door. Lock the door in front of Rav Huna. I can't discuss this with people anymore. So go lock the door. I don't want to discuss it with people. Somewhat strange, right? Rav Huna is coming to talk to him. He doesn't want to talk to him in Torah about a psak. But he says, no, I don't want to talk to him. But olagabe, I guess he pushed in anyway, according to Rashi. He got in somehow, even though the door was locked. And Amalek, Yagavnamai, and he asked him, what do you say about this kind of case where a non-Jew touches the wine, shalom lenasech, right? In our case, it was just an example. He touched it because he was mad at the storekeeper. So what's the case? Amalek, Aser, Afilabana. He says, it's Aser. Didn't you say that shichshech, even if it's shaken, it doesn't make yayin nesach, if you didn't have kavana lenasech? Didn't you say that? I remember the story. So he says, no. Amar, and Rashi says the following is a lie. He lied to him. Amar da Amri, why did he lie to him? Because Mishana b'Bnei Avshalom. Right, you're allowed to lie to keep the peace. But now he felt this way. Amar to Amriana, when did I say earlier that you're allowed to sell it? Lavar mi deme dahu chamra. You're allowed to sell it, but excluding the value of that wine. But deme dahu chamra mi Amri. Did I ever say that you could sell the value of that wine included? I mean, you can't get a hanah directly from that wine. You could sell and get money for the rest of the wine, but not that wine. Rashi says, again, that look at Rashi Demei Dahu Chamra Tiahu Bedavla Mi Amrinan Modina Beidetzarach Laholich Tamali Amamelach. In that case of the Davla of the barrel, so I agree. After three, you can't get Hana. For Demei Shar Hayayin Shebechav is Mutter, but the rest of the wine is Mutter. And here Rashi has the line Umishum Kisufa Kaamar Hachi, because he was embarrassed. He said that Aval Ihu Kule Shari. But originally the story, so he matted the whole thing. But he changed it because he was embarrassed, Rashi says. I was trying to add in a little bit more defense. Bishan already didn't want to get into a fight because this is what he held now. He agreed. So what everybody arguing with me for? I agree with you. Yeah, but you didn't say that. But don't worry about it. Right now, I agree with you. That is Rashi's pshat. But let's continue the Gemara for a minute and then we'll summarize and see who argues with Rashi. Amar Rava. Rava says, Ki asoi, and according to Rashi now, this section happened second. Happened before the previous line. Because Rava's talking. Rava, who's the one who matired. He also the Pupadisa. When I came to Pupadisa, Akfin Nachmeni, Shmaitzu Masiz da Asur. Nachmeni asked me kashas. Asked me Shmaitzes, asked me statements of the Amoraim, Umasnises and Bryces da Asur. See, disproved me. He disproved me. So without getting into what the disproof is in a second, we're going to have exactly what the disproof is. But that's the story. So it was disproven. Because he was disproven, he changed the psak, and that's why this part two of the story happened, the one that's written third. The one that happened third is really written second in the Gemara. But that's how Rashi reads the Gemara, part A, part C, part B. But why does he read it that way? Because he feels if it's all the same people in the story, and he was chozer bo, so he was chozer bo before the person came to him. That is how Rashi reads the Gemara. By the way, Nachmeni was Abaya. Nachmeni was Abaya's real name. So we know the Gemara tells us, Bali Rishonim tell us elsewhere, that Abaya's real name was Nachmeni, but his good friend, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, at least according to one of the reasons, did not want to call him Nachmeni, his real name, because that was his father's name. Alts covet of his father, even though it might not be Usr Me'ikir Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeredeya, in Ilchus Kibbut Avaim, it's only Usr if my father has an unusual name, and my friend has an unusual name. Because then people might really think, if your father's name is Moshe, and his friend is Moshe, okay, there are 100 Moshes in it. So you have to dafka change it. But Rabba went, maybe, Lefnim Ashur Sadin. And therefore, he gave his friend, Nachmeni, a nickname, so he wouldn't have to call his friend by his father's name. Abaye is Rashi Tevas, the Pasuk in Navi, Asher Bacha Yerucham Yasom. Because Abaye did not have, he was an orphan, so he called him, Hashem takes care of you. Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. That was Nachmeni, so Abaya asked all the kashas on Rava, and therefore helped him change his psak, and that's why when Rav Huna came, he already admitted it. Bali Tosas do not like this pshat of Rashi. First major kasha is, why is it out of order? If that's the way it happens, so just put it in order, right? Usually, stories, they're short, not even a long story here, right? He quotes Rashi, and then he says, in this top Tosfos, after quoting the whole Gemara, how it fits into Rashi's Pshat, in the middle of the skinny lines. Middle of the skinny lines, it says, Utshuvos Yesh al Gir Sazu. And in the middle, it's about the 10th to last skinny line. Utshuvos Yesh al Gir Sazu. There are many questions I have on this Girsa of Rashi. Upirusha. And it's Pirish. Number one, Chada, Shahayla Lahakdim, Ahu of the Dabaya, the Besamach. You should put Dabaya first. Kivin Shal Yada, Chazabo. That's the strongest kasha. The Od, Dvar Temu, it's also very unusual. Shayoma Rava, Trog Gali, go lock the door. Rava says, lock the door. Shalo Yavo Ravuna Hacholik, Alav Lisvakechimo. He doesn't want to discuss something at Torah with one of his bar pluktas. Kiavavi Shachazarbo. Because welcome, Hayel the Shwam, Mashayoma. You're not going to listen to him? Don't let him in? What do you mean? This is not an example we have elsewhere in the Gemara that somebody's coming just to cause problems. Lakanter. He's coming to discuss the issue. What's he saying to lock the door for? Va'od to Havila Lameimar. You will see how else could you read the Gemara. Va'od to Havila Lameimar, Afilo Hachi Olagabe. And also, what does the next line say? It just says Olagabe. It doesn't say Afilo Hachi. He got in anyway. It doesn't sound like there was any pressure and fences up that he had to jump. It just says Olagabe. He went in. It sounds like, he just went in. What do you mean? He just locked the door. How did he go in? Klomar dachak v'nichnas. V'o, second to last line. Kasha lasho delo lesu inshi. So people don't come in. V'litradon. Davlo the mamar delo lesi. Hi, gavra v'litradon. He's focusing on one person. But unless he didn't want everybody to know about it. That's why he said, just I don't want anybody to come in. He didn't want to insult that person. V'od. Not common that Tosfos asks six questions on Rashi. V'od. Mi kasifa li milsa lomar ta'isi bahadei. V'chozer anibo? Is it so embarrassing to say I made a mistake and I was proven wrong? Is that so hard? You never find in the Gemara anywhere that people say I was wrong. You find that in many places. Hari b'kama makomos matzinu shaya omer dvarim shamarti lefechav tosin biyadi. You know what I said to you earlier was a mistake. Right. So, plus other questions. Right. You can look at this is saying I'm a mistake. Sometimes we say I don't know. Right, Gilead HaShas in Brachas Daf Chafei quotes all the places where Rashi says in Shas, Ani Lo Yodea, like 30 places. Quotes, I don't know, so what are we embarrassed about? Not everybody knows everything. So why would they be embarrassed? So because of all these questions, the Rig is a totally different shot of the Gemara, and it happens straight. First half, the story happened, it's in order, exactly. But what happens? Lakach Pirish Ri, look at the first wide line, yeah. Lakach Pirish Ri. Shar Ye Rava Lizvun Lo Degachavim, Afilo Liyayin HaMeshuchshach. What was the case? So Rava allowed it, right? Regular, that the first part of the case is the same. He allowed it because the guy was Meshach Shechid. Mishum Deshechshach Garuahu. Shon Eskavin Leshach Shech Lenisach Elisho Lemisham Yayin. But he allowed it because here this wasn't a shaking Lenasech. He was just saying, here there's wine here. The Kivich and Isarib is Batal Sham Lagari. And once it was any type of Isser would have been Batal. Fine. And then what happened? What's the second part of the story? Look at the sixth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth line. He changes the girsa somewhat. V'achi garsinan b'svarim yishanim v'achi garsinan v'ikla Rav Nachman l'mechuzah. It wasn't Rav Huna who went. Rav Nachman went. Rav Nachman, who was Rav's Rebbe. V'hu rabba shal rava. V'halach rava eslo lishol mimenu. And he went to Rav and Rav Nachman were going to discuss this. Rebbe and Talmud. V'armalei rava l'rabal yakim shame tirogoli achar she'ekanis l'fnei Rav Nachman. Rava was going to see Rav Nachman, and he said, lock the door after I go in, because I need to talk to him privately. That's what it was. Lock the door. And Delo Lacey, it's so people don't come and amatrid us. We got to focus on this case. That's what happens. He says, lock the door behind me. And therefore he says, oh, look, but he went in. He went in, beautiful, and low lacy inshi. That also fits it beautifully. So people don't come in. Pirish kishal kishashal mi men with halachazu olagabe. Pirish nefes rafa lifnei Rav Nachman. Right, Rav went in front of Rav Nachman. So when Rav's Rebbe Rav Nachman came to Mechuzah, Rav went to see him. I got to go discuss the shaila, and he asked him kihai gavna pirish shira maisa liyadi. This is what happened. My. This is what happened. Omer lei, aser bahana, pirish al yayin ha-meshukshach, hei shivlo. Right, so really Rav is asking Rav Nachman what the halacha is. And hei shivlo v'aliba didivri ako. Omer lei, so then Rav says to him, ha-mar hu da-amar, didn't you tell me, didn't I learn from you that it's not a problem? Right, it's not that I paskin, right, it's all, v'chi shishach ozi yayin ha-zah, pirich, k'shira maisa kazeh liyotcha, ha-yisa omer shein shishach ozi yayin ha-zah, li-aser bana. When you used to get stories like this, you didn't answer it, v'yal maisa b'shamar tekach ha-resi, and I paskin based on what you told me. Amale, and then he said, no, you didn't get it. I always only paskin that you allowed to sell it, but excluding the value of that wine. Meaning you weren't, I told them to want to sell it, but not to sell it even including that wine, Miamri. So then what happened? And then we quote the rayas that were proven against him. So maybe that's why he was embarrassed, because he misunderstood his Rebbe the earlier time. Right? It's not just that he's being closer from his psak, but, his Rebbe told him something, and then the next story happened after he says that, and then he was proven that there are rayas against this. There are rayas. But the story goes exactly in order, a little change of girsa, and that is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, exactly how to understand the story. Okay.
Excluding the value of that wine. What?
Excluding the value of that wine, because that wine is now ne'esar.
So what's he selling?
You're selling the rest of the wine in the barrel that was not touched. Only a certain amount of it was touched. You don't assume that the whole... Or you could say, let's say that wine, I'm not exactly sure, that wine was mixed into other wine. Again, actual Yain Nesa, we're going to get to whether this bittel, the Gemara is going to come up and sort of talk about it. But it can say the wine, you can't sell the wine except for that, midimei Yain Nesach Shebo. That's what the language of the midimei Yain HaMeshuchshach. That's the Tosfos of Lashon. Demei Hadahu Chamra Ki Amri. Right, you have to exclude the Yain HaMeshuchshach. Right, so you're saying, but if a little bit in the barrel is moved, the whole barrel is moved. You say the whole thing is...
The case was where you had a bucket
and you poured it into the barrel. Right, so according to this case wouldn't be a problem because only the bucket area. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav, so Rava came to Pumpadisa and Abaya asked kashas on him. What were those kashas? What were the cases that proved that even if a guy touches it without kavana lanasech, it would still be usur? And again, which would be, that's the very halachah l'maaseh cases nowadays. Right? The whole discussion we had yesterday in Tosfos and the Rama, what about Bezman Hazeh, when they don't have kavana l'naseh, are there any kulis? And that we saw yesterday. So, where are we? Here we are. Shmaitza, so the Shmaitzes and Mastisas da Asas, are on the sixth line. Shmaitza, there was a story in Ardav, Asar Shmuel. Shmuel asked it. Bitferia, Asar Yochanan. In Tferia, and Rabbi Yochanan asked it. Viamri le, Lefi, She'enan b'nei Torah. And they said, because they were not learned. He said, because they were not learned. Abaya, that's what was said. Viamri le, Tferia b'nei Ardav, Eva b'nei Torah, Demechosa b'nei Torah. You answered it because they were not b'nei Torah. What's fair in our Torah? They weren't b'nei Torah. Mechuza, they were b'nei Torah. Meaning, you matured it. So that's why Mechuza was no better than the other places. Therefore, you should have answered it like these other Amorim answered it. Those were Shmaitzes. Shmaitzes are statements of the Amorim of Rav and Shmuel. Masnisa. What about what Brisa? What Brisa sheds light on this? This is the case of Agar Damim. Agar Damim. So again, all the stories in the Rishonim have its different name. This is the story of the Agar Damim. Yesterday we had the case in Biram. The case in Biram was the case where he's coming down the tree with the lulav in his hand. That's called the case of Biram. And this is the case of Agar Damim. All the Rishonim talk about each case, what exactly it tells us. So the case of Agar Damim. Who are Agar Damim? Agar Damim Oved Kochavim. Rashi explains this as people hired by the government in order to make sure that people's weights and measures were honest. They went around and to make sure everybody was being exact and not faking and not selling things that they shouldn't be selling to and checking the weights if they're perfect. And the way they used to test it was as follows: Shekadach b'meinekes v'heela. There was a barrel of wine, and the way he checked to make sure if it was wine, make sure everything was good, was that he stuck what we would call a straw. He stuck a straw into the barrel. Must have been a hard straw to get through the wood. But he stuck a straw into the barrel, the hella, and he sucked it up a little bit. He tasted it a little bit. So, and he's doing it to make sure he's involved in his business. He's not doing it to shame anything else. Or he actually took a cup. He took a cup and he put it back into the barrel. So, zehaya maisa v'asruhu. So that was the story, and they answered it. So Abaya says, "My la bahana." Doesn't this mean even bahana? And that was the kasha on Rava, because this is a case where a guy touched the wine shelo lanasech. It was dafka to measure. This is similar, we would say, to the case of medida. Remember, we had the case yesterday at the beginning of Nun Zayin and Aleph about Madadu, Machlokas Tanaim, about that. So my Labana, isn't this case where it was asked even Bahana, and therefore it's against what Rava said originally, Lo Bishtiya. No, maybe he only asked it Bishtiya in that case, but it would be mutter to sell it. So Gemara says, no, Ihachi, Lisni Yimacher. So then it should have said that Yimachera can be sold, Kidaktani Seifa, because in the Seifa, that's what it says. What's the Seifa? The end of that Tosefta, Charam Ovika Chavim. If you have an Ovika Chavim that went crazy, Charam, Rashi says, what's the last line of Rashi? Meshuga, Uba Marivas. Right? He's an arguer. Shubim Maher Laso Shaloba Kavana. And he does things quickly, meaning he's somebody who did things without thinking. So Chama V'Kachavim Shoshi Yadul Chavis. Ukesaver Shel Shemen. He thought it was wine, it's oil. He V'Nipsi Shel Yayin. Somebody didn't wait, and he stuck his hand in. And again, that's another case where it's Shaloba Kavana. Ze Hayamaisa V'Amru Yimacher. This was the case, and he says, Yimacher, it should be sold. Meaning, it's Aser Bishtiya and Mutzer Bahana. So, says the Gemara, if the Reisha also, if the Halacha in the case of Agardamim, the case where you stuck the straw in and sucked a little bit, if that's also Mutzer Bahana, you should have used the same word. The fact that you say Aser, it must be that it is even Aser Bahana in the case, and that is why Tiyufta, the Rava Tiyufta. That's why it was Akasha on Rava, a Tiyufta on Rava, and therefore Rava himself was Choserba. You see, Rebbe was Choserbo in the case where even if it was a Negiya Shaloba Kavana, a Negiya Shaloba Nasek, what do these Gemara seem to say? Aser Bahana. If it was an actual touching, Shaloba, this does not talk about a case. This is not about a case. Let's keep everything in mind. There are different levels. There's a case where a Katan, or that's one case. A kind of Tidok Ben Yomo. Then you have another type of case of a Gadol who has no idea about anything about Avodah Zarah. That's the discussion in the about Tosfos. Bizman is if the guy don't know anything about Avodah Zarah. And then you have a third level, a guy who knows about Avodah Zarah that you know it was Shalom Anasech. That's these Gemaras. There was discussions of Avodah Zarah, Bizman and Gemara. There was Nisach going on. But it was a Gadol, you know for sure he was doing his Malacha. So every case, we might not be able to compare the cases. That was a discussion yesterday in Tosfos. Do you compare Goy and Bizman Azeh to children then? That was the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Yesterday's Gemara. Here we have another case. Here we have a case where we know it's Shalom Anasech. This story seems to say that in that case, it would be Aser Bahana anyway. There is a discussion. Is this considered Gufo? Good question. So in the case that we're comparing it to is Gufo. He stuck his hand in it and said, is this wine? And the Gemara is using this case of the straw to ask a kasha on it. You're right. You're right, maybe it's not. The Rishonim here discuss, I'll just mention it, the Rishonim discuss here, is there, not even related to this case, but is there a machlokes between our case and the case we started yesterday's off with yesterday, the Medida case, which I alluded to. This Medida, that seems to be a very parallel case. You stick a stick in to measure it. That was yesterday's Medida case. And what we say, the Tanakhama says it's Mutzer Bana, and Reb Nosson says, Biyad is Aser Bana, but regular is Mutzer Bana. So what's Befiv? Is that better or worse? Goes into your mouth. So most Rishonim say it's better. Because you're not doing it, l'shem moving. So some of it goes to your mouth. And there it goes back in a little bit. But there's a big discussion. Is this Gemara? Do you have to say it's dafka arguing? So some the riff seems to say that this Gemara is arguing. Because here we're saying it's mamish aser bana, even bepeh. The way that it seems to be discussed is three different levels. The Tanakhama of Rabbi Nosson said yesterday, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Nosson says that even if it's biyad, it's mutter. If it's Kavanah Shalom Lanasech. Rabbi Nosson said, if it's Kavanah Shalom Lanasech, Biyad is Mutter, Biyad is Aser, Beregel is Mutter. In the Tana of this, Brisa says, even Shalom Biyad, even if it's with a different part of your body, it's also going to be Aser, assuming that Peh and Regel are the same. But that is how some Rishonim, Nechinami, there are three Shitas here. Three shitas on these two blot. If you have a negia shelola naseich by an ovid avodah zarah, what's the halacha? Right, three shitas. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, here in this brisa, it seems that everything in the cask was aser.
Va'asruhu, meaning you. So you might say like this relates to Donnie's question before.
Right.
Meaning there was no tarovas here. So the only time that you would have a case is where you had a case that was shaken and then they poured it into another one.
But you have two cases here. One is where he stuck a straw in, and
here,
one is where he put some into a cup.
Put some into a shatam and a kos vehechziru lachavis.
Right.
He drank some and they poured the rest back.
So what? Rava before said
it. Right, in Achinami, right. So what would you say? That's batel, right? So you have to. It's difficult to know exactly how to put it all together. The Rishonim here don't make that. I didn't really see them compare it. Like, how can you compare this to the case of the put a stick in your hand in? They try to figure out it's parallel to the Rav Nosson case on Amman Aleph.
Yeah, but even going to the Rava case where he said, you know, what did I say? I said it's mutter, but not right. The you got to take out the money for what
right.
I poured
back. Right,
got
to take it out.
But if this Bryce is what
he had the Osering.
If this is the Bryce that caused him to change his mind,
how could he allow even the rest of it to be sold? Right, allow the rest to be sold. Good question. How could the rest of it be sold unless you're right, you have to say with this case of the straw, is that a case of taroves? There's a discussion, why is that nesar? Is it because of taroves, or is it because you drank from this whole barrel? Right, is it the part that came up to your mouth as a problem and it went back in, and that's the taroves, that will make it more parallel? Or is it just right. That stick? Maybe even stick
it's
in the straw?
It's more the cup case that bothered me.
Right, okay, the second case, right? So you have to figure out exactly, I'll do a little more research. You have to check. Okay, and the other Rishonim that try to work it out, maybe this case is not arguing somehow, but you really have to work out exactly what is the case. There is an important sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Machalas Asuros, and the Rive, it says, Agardumim is against the Rambam. Right, so now we know what Agardumim is. The Rambam says, in Perek Tezayin, Halakha Chavches, why isn't this a Perek Tezayin? We said Perek Yudalef was the one about Yayin Nesach. Perek Tezayin all about the laws of Bittul. After it talks all about the Isurim, so Perek Tezayin is all about halos of bittel. How much do you need for truma? How much do you need for regular? Shishim, rov, all the halachas. So Rambam here says, Yayin shenis nasech lavodah zara shenis arev im hayayin. Right? Yayin nesech, that's nisarev, oser hakol bahana'a. Bekolshehu, kamosha amarnu. Right? It's oser b'mashu, real yayin nesech. Bamed dvarim amurim, and the Rambam adds, when do you say this? Bishahu rak hayayin hamutter al tivashal yayin esach. If you take all the yayin, the yayin heter, and you pour it onto the yayin esach, that's when you say everything becomes aser. But what if you slowly pour yayin nesach into mutter wine? Says the Rambam, avalam ira yayin esach mitziltzul katan, from a little tziltzul, a little reed. Based on a Gemara later on, l'tocha bor shel yayin afilu ira kol hayom kulo. Rishon batel. That's the sugya called kama batel. The second that the first drop hits, it's batel, and then memela, it starts being part of the mevatel, kama batel. That's the shita of the Rambam. Says the Ravid, ha delo kehilchasa mimasnisa da gardumin. There it is. He says, so what, that there's a Gemara later on that said talks about the tzilsul katan. But look at this Gemara. All the Rishonim say, if it was poured in, right, if it's poured in, which is this relates to your case, the cup, it's poured in, it should be aser. Unless the Rambam thinks it's a machlokas asugyas, but this is the Rambam. It should be why is this case any different, right? So the Kesef Mishnah tries to explain how the sugyas work together, but the Ramban has a fascinating answer. The Ramban says usually bittul works, but bittul doesn't work here. Why doesn't bittul work here? The Ramban says, I'll read it to you. The Ramban says, "Shemeacher sheyadua shekol motzeitz b'meinekes sofer lahachzer tipe l'tocha chavis." The fact that this drop is going to go back in, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't that it just happened. You could forecast that this is the process of what's going to happen with this wine. A drop's going to come out. It's going to be shich by the guy and go back in. Nechsheves hatipa kinesuna meikara b'tocha chavis ve'ena nechsheves ki'isah shenafal l'tocha heter. It's not considered bittul. What does bittul apply? When something gets mixed in and you can't, it's not nikar. Says the Ramban, because this is part of the process of what happens, what has to happen, that's why bittul doesn't take place. It's an exception to the rule in the case of agadumin. It's not a case. If something just happens to fall in, or right, so then you can't do bittul chachila. That we know we've discussed in the past. Eim avat l'mizul chachila. But if you happen to pour it in and you didn't realize it was yayin nesach, and then you find that afterwards it was yayin nesach, it would be okay. But here, says the Ramban, it is different. Okay, that's a lumdus of the Ramban, which we'll talk about more at a later date. Let's continue now. Is this the Rashi discusses at what moment in the second case of the Charam, at what moment does he find out that it's wine and not oil? What if his hand is still in there? Does he have to find out after he takes his hand out, or even if he takes his hand is still in there, he can take it out straight and it won't be a nasar bahana. Okay, discussion in the rush here. 2 days. Next, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Ora, Yavi Yasvi. They were sitting. V'kashasu chamra. These great rabbis were sitting and drinking wine. Asahu gavra. There was a person that came by. Amar. Amrule ta ashkinan. Can you fill up our cups again? They obviously thought he was a Jew. Labasa drama kit lakisa. After he filled up their cups, igloi milsa dobiko chavimu. They realized, ayvei, it was a non-Jewish waiter. So what's the halacha? Chadasar afilu bahana, v'chadshari afilu b'shtia. Two opposite psakim. One of them even drank it, and one of them said, you gotta throw it out. Right, so what are the reasons? Reb Shua ben Levi, manda asar shapar asar, manda shari shapar shari. Reb Shua ben Levi says, Elu ve'elu, de'er elokim chayim. I understand the sar for both of them. Manda asar, according to what it said, is asar, meimar, amar, why? Because the guy said to himself, saka daiti drabanan, kihani, shichra kashasu. Right, if the saka daiti drabanan is the rabbanan think that they are drinking beer, Elavada, hay chamrahu, v'naschei. Right, Saka Dadi Rabbanan, they think, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna be Manasseh. Rashi says on top, Saka Dadi Rabbanan, chashivi, ki, hai, shasu, shichra, bitmiya. Will these great rabbis be drinking beer? Come on. These great rabbis drink wine, and therefore he was Manasseh it. Right, that's the reason that the person would say is aser. Because these are great rabbis, they would only be drinking wine, because that's the more chash of drink. Mandashari, shapar shari, but according to the one who said it's mutter even to drink, he says mutter, why? Says Yeshua ben Levi, meimar amar, sakatel drabana kihani chamra kashasi, varma ledidi tashkinan. These great rabbis are drinking wine. I know the halachas, Goyim can't touch it, so why they ask me? Elavadi shechu de kashasu, it must be this is really beer. Right, velo naschei. Therefore he wasn't menasechet. Says the Gemara, v'hakachasi. What's the problem? What's the guessing? Why doesn't he just look? What, he can't see what it is? Right, the Gemara in Brachas. Remember in the back in the beginning of Brachas, a guy's about to take a bracha, and then he thinks it's wine, and then he realizes it's beer, but you can see if you focus on the cup. So v'hakachasi, belelya, it's nighttime. It's nighttime, he doesn't see. V'hakamarachle, he can smell it. V'chadata, it's new wine, doesn't smell yet. V'hakanaga, baby natzla. Ah, let's get back to this.
Why did they think the waiter was Jewish?
Oh, so that's the Ritva's kasha. We'll get to that in a second. So, let's just finish this conversation first. But he already touched it. Forget being menasechet. He touched it with the ladle. Not as a ladle. V'havi le mago v'kachavim shalom b'kavan of asur. Right? It's mago v'kachavim shalom b'kavan. It should be asur. So, forget the nesach. So, lo tzricha deka morik oruke. No, the case is Morik Oruke Vavale Kocho Shalobakavana. No, he doesn't have it with a ladle. He's just pouring it out. Kocho Shalobakavana. V'kal Kocho Shalobakavana lo gozer be'rabanan. And any Kocho Shalobakavana, Rabbanan weren't gozer on. Remember 2 days ago, this was part of the story about the lulav yesterday? Right, so that's what, right, this is one of the cases that also relate. Remember Shitas Rashi. Even Kocho Shalobakavana is still asur. That was Rashi. Tosfos said it can't be. Tosfos says based on other Gemara. So this is another Gemara. It has to be worked out. Tosfos here takes out the word benatzla. Because he says, what do you mean? If it's kochash lobakavan, it's mutter. That's why he takes out the word benatzla here. Over there, not Tosfos. Okay, you have to work out all the Gemaras, and then the Rishonim have the authority to change the Gersos to fit in all the Gemaras together. But again, that's why they said, Logos Rabbanan in this case, whether it was Benatla or Shalom Benatla, and that's why one says Mutter and one says Usser. Ask the Ritva your question, what exactly, how did they not know? Fine, the Gemara says, how did they not know it was not wine? How did they not know he was Jewish or not? So what does the Ritva say? Ritva says, Yesh Lomar, Deshema Makam Afel Haya. Okay, it was dark. It was a very fancy restaurant. So it's dark. Right, the darker the fancier the restaurant, the darker it is. Right, Belelia, at nighttime, right? But even at night, right, you can't see wine. You're able to see people. Right? You did right to you welcome off Right, what do you mean? Oh, show you Karov Lalila. Oh, it was close tonight. Vinis Khali Flahem Bitsuraso Lisrol Hadomilo. He looked like a Jew. Looked like a Jew. V'ulai hatam, and now he adds another one. V'ulai, he says three answers. It was a dark place, it was night, and then he says, V'ulai hatam, sha'amar lahem Yisrael ani, v'he'eminuhu. Maybe he said to them, I'm a Jew. He was faking them out, so that's why the whole discussion is, is this wine or not? But he faked them out.
Kifi shepirish Rabbeinu Tam, berakach kol leitz berakach with the psachim. Like Rabbeinu Tam says in Yuvamis and Psachim. Where does Rabbeinu Tam say it? V'yachach hikir shoya guy. Then they realize he was a guy. The Ritva does not like that pshat. Ela she'ein hazeh hapirish enachom midilat kur b'gamar. The Gemara doesn't say that. The detail that he should have said, if that meant. But
with the guy who says you could drink it. I mean, the whole logic that you're allowed to drink it would have been only before.
But he knows if. But the logic would be that he would also think that these great rabbis wouldn't have given it to me if they really would have realized that I was. Meaning. I'm thinking that I'm a guy, right? Maybe that's why he doesn't like it. That's why he doesn't like it. Because you're saying that, that's the whole point, that the svara, that they wouldn't have given it to me because I'm a guy. Unless he would have thought that, had they really believed me, maybe they know deep down. But either way, but this third answer he's alluding to is important Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes elsewhere, he doesn't say he argues on him elsewhere, he just says that's not shot at this Gemara. But Rabbeinu Tam, both in Yuvamis and in Psachim, quotes Halacha Lamaisa. If a person walks into shul and says, I am a Jew, are you allowed to believe him? It's an important halacha. Usually it comes up, but the person walks into shul and says, I am a Kohen. I am a Kohen. That's what Kohen. So that's the Ramah. The Ramah in beginning of the second Chelik of Or HaChayim. The Ramah says the Ramah talks about Nemanis of a I didn't bring the Mishnah Berurah. Just for the Piskei Tshuvas. The Ramah talks about the Nemanis of a person coming in, and the Mishnah Berurah adds Yesh Omrim Demishabava Amar Kohen Ani Neman Lisakapov V'Chein Aminug. That's the minhag, to trust. But again, all goes back to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in Yevamos, and also Psachim Dav Gimel, remember the Psachim Dav Gimel, the story where there was a guy that wanted to eat part of the Karan Pesach. So Rabbeinu Meseir sent them and said, yo, you go ask them for the tail, that's the best part. But really, that's the part that's burned on the Mizbeach. That's how we tricked him up, to show that he wasn't Jewish. But Rabbeinu Tam says in Yevamos, on Dav Mem Zayman Aleph, the Gemara is on Mem Vav Mem Beis. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka B'diyadina Davi Oy Gachav Meikara. Di Lo Avi Yadina Mehemin Migo Di Boy Amar Yisrael Ani to Mehemin. That she does Rabbeinu Tam, that a person is believed, unless you know otherwise, he's believed to say, I am a Jew. It's therefore here too. That's why they believed him. Right? Is this Yisurin? That's Yisurin. Yidachamim Yisurin, and therefore he would be believed. Here's a big discussion of that in the Rishonim there in Psachim. Look at Rabbeinu David there in Psachim. But that's related to this Ritva. Okay, next. Gemara also said, Benatzla, according to Argirsa. Maybe he took it with a ladle. He took it with a ladle. So the ladle is a big discussion. Is the ladle considered a separate kli? The Rishonim here discussed, is the problem that the ladle touched the wine, or is the problem that he's holding the wine in the ladle in his hand? Which is it? Rashi seems to say the former. The Rishonim wonder why. Why do you have to say, oh, because the ladle touched the wine, he's holding the ladle. Why don't you just say he's holding it in his hand right now, in the ladle? So maybe that connects, maybe not, but maybe that connects to the general, machlokas achronim, what is a ladle considered? Is a ladle considered, the ladle, think about it, we know there's something called a kli rishon, something called a kli sheni. A kli rishon is, and this comes up in Hilchas Kashrus, it comes up in Hilchas Shabbos. The two places, we know kli rishon is a pot that you cooked in. And then the bowl is at least a kli, you're going to put the soup in, is at least a kli sheni. If you pour it from the pot to the bowl would be a kli sheni. What if, though, I ladled it out? What if I ladle something? Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. Let's say I'm of their opinion that there's no such thing as a kli shlishi. Or let's say, no, it's better. Let's say I say there is something called a kli shlishi. Achlokas achronim. Let's say I say there's a heter of a kli shlishi, but there's no heter of a kli sheni. So what's your bowl? What's your bowl on Shabbos? Am I allowed to put things into my bowl that are still subject to being cooked? Right? Bishalach or bishal issues. Am I allowed to put? So what is does a ladle break it? Is a ladle called a kli sheni, so the bowl is a kli shlishi? Or is the ladle nothing? Because the ladle goes into a kli rishon, so the ladle takes on the status of a kli rishon, and therefore the bowl is a kli sheni. So, major machlokas, Taz and the Marshal. Right, the Taz in Yoredeya. This is not in Hilchos Shabbos, it's in Hilchos Yoredeya. In Simin Tzadik Beis, close to Maharil, and the Taz argues. The Taz thinks that the Hech Nomar Kansha Kshemosi Haklisha Shoyim Kli Rishon as a Klisheni. The Maharil says a Klisheni, and the Taz argues. The Taz thinks it should be a Kli Rishon because it was in a Kli Rishon, and therefore it should have the status of a Kli Rishon. So unclear what the Mishnah Berurah holds. The Minchas Yitzchak and the Tshuva, Dayan Weiss, suggest that it's a Sveka Dedina. We don't know what to do. So the ladle itself, we're Machber to treat as a Kli Rishon. The bowl, we can be Makel to treat as a Kli Shlishi. So that's the discussion in the Poskim about ladles. Okay? Fine. But remember, the Tosfos earlier was not Goris Natzla. Because remember, Bali Tosis held that if a goy touches something, shaloba kavana, and not directly, so then that is for sure mutter. So there's nothing to talk about. That's what we said, that maybe the case of opening the fridge. Opening the fridge with a wine bottle in the door, so maybe that's not a problem in any case. Okay, let's continue. What if a guy dilutes wine? There's wine, and the guy comes and pours water into it. Is that a problem? What do you use as a strange word, maschu? Say mazgu, maziga is the normal word to use for diluting. No, I'm not getting the kasav kamina. I talk based on psukim. I don't know about you, but I talk based on psukim. Right, tivcha, mascha yena. So you see in the wine, in the pasuk in Mishlei, to dilute wine, it says mascha yena. Right, you look in the words of the Rishonim. Everything they say is based on a pasuk. It's all based on psukim. Omer lei, lashon Torah la'atzma, lashon chachamim la'atzma. No, we're talking about, though, a din of yayin nesach, of stam yena. So you should use the words of the rabbis. My, so what's the halacha? Anyway, getting out of the word lashon. Omer lei, Asur. It's Asur if a guy dilutes it. Mishum. Lech lech. I'm reading the Nazir. Schar schar. Lachaim lo sikrav. Right? We tell a Nazir to go around the vineyard. Don't go close to the vineyard. Even though there's no Isser for a Nazir to walk through a vineyard. But we tell him to go around. We don't want him to get close. So this also is getting close. If you let a guy dilute your wine, so then the Ramban says he might come to touch it. The Ritva says he might come to pour actual wine. You know, different issues of what the gzeira is, but it's aser. Rav Yirmi Yekel Savta. He went to Savta. Chaza Chamra de Mazga v'Gachavim. He saw wine that Ovid Gachavim poured v'Ishta Yisrael Minei, and the Jews drank from it even though it was diluted by the guy. V'Aselahu Misham Lech Lecha Amr LeNazira. We tell Nazir to go Sachar around Lekam LeSikrav. Don't come close to the Kerem. Also in Marnami Amr Rav Yochanan Amila Amr Rav Azia Rav Yochanan Yain Shem Mazga v'Gachavim Aser Misham Lech Lech don't come close to the vineyard. So again, that's what we see the halacha is. Tosfos is here, so we'll quote it here. Tosfos again discusses Lamaisa. Tosfos quotes the Ar Zarua, not so common. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, seventh wide line in Tosfos, towards the end of the line. See, Tosfos says, Kasiv ha reish yud ayin zayin. Reb Yitzchak Ar Zarua. Right, not so usually Ar Zarua is limited for the back. That goes to Shrikot to the Arzarua, from Ashkenaz. Tosis from Bali Tosis from France. So according to the Arzarua here from Ashkenaz, unusual. Bisman Azeh, Ovi Gachavim Sheshishach B'Yenoshi Yisrael, Mutu L'Makalov V'Gachavim. Tosis again says, Bisman Azeh, like we had a day yesterday, Ovi Gachavim that moves around the yayin of a Jew, it's Mutu V'Hanoah, to lo B'ki B'Shechshach, and the Precious La'el, Alva B'Shia Aser. Also, b'shtiyas mutter b'hanaa v'dafka, and then he has a new case which we haven't discussed yet. V'dafka shalom is kaving liga kedei lahachis liYisrael ulahafsido. It's only if the guy didn't do a dafka lahachis. Avali chazinan ledaite davar gachavim shenogei b'yenosh Yisrael kedei lahachiso ulahafsido ushari. But if a guy dafka does it on purpose because he knows it's going to aser, that is mutter. That is mutter. That's what Tosfos discusses. What? Where does this come up? So first the Truma Sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva. So listen, 1500s. Truma Sadeshen has a tshuva. Simon Reish Gimel. What was it? It was a case. Again, the 90% sure with the regular tshuvas. There are some scholars that believe that the Truma Sadeshen wrote his own tshuvas. Wrote his own shailas to give the answers. Doesn't really matter. Sounds like real cases. Something made up as cases. Sounds like real cases. Either way, it's the halacha. What's the case? It was a bunch of non-Jews that walk into a wine store of a Jew. And they started whispering to each other, and then they ran over to a couple of barrels and went woo, and stuck their hands in, and then they ran out going like this to the Jew, smiling at the Jew like we got you, and then they ran out. That was the case. They said lo yadana she is kakal yain lochem v'litom yain ha'isa kavara sanogeya. The Hirgishu Hayudim Beumdina, the Daitayo Mitoch Alachisha, Basho, Sha'asu Kfar, Shekavanasam Hayla Nasech, La Kalkel Yisrael Hayayin. Said the Shuma Zadeshen, Mutter. It's Mutter, because this is the Ar Zarua. This is the Ar Zarua, that he's doing Gitla Shem Lahachis, to make the Jew mad. The Chamra Shari, even Beshtia. Even Beshtia, right? Tosis is even Beshtia, right? I feel the Beshtia, even Beshtia, because if the guy's Dafka doing it, right, dafka lakas. That is the Truma Sadeshen. If you think it only happened once, oh, I forgot my Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh. You have the Kurdish Agassif on the side? I'm sorry. I'll just say it outside. I'll read it inside tomorrow. The Kurdish Agassif has a case. Chelik Hasid is the Shach's comments on the Taz. So right here, he has a case where the guy came into the Shach's store. And the Shach's wine, and he touched the Shach's wine, Dafka Lahachis, and he said, I did that because I wanted to ask her. Oh, no, this is the case. I remember the case. The guy must have been a smart guy. The guy did it. He says, you know what, I did it Lakas, but I know if I just do it Lakas, it's not going to be Asura anyway, so don't worry about it. That's what the guy told the Shach. So the Shach goes home and says, I don't know what to do. So the Shach's father Asured. The only reason it's mutter if it's lakas, because you know it was lakas and not lanasech. But if the guy Dafka knows the halacha, so maybe he did a lanasech deep down underneath. And the Chazon Ish says, what is the Shach's father talking about? It says, who gives svaris? Lakas is lakas. It was not included in the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Of Choshesh, maybe he was lanasech it. So Machalok is Achran, I'll try to bring it inside, but that's on the side, and it's in the end of Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha. If it was lakas, it's mutter, and then the Shach has this case where the guy said, oh, I know that halacha, lakas mutter, and that's what, don't worry about it. I only did a lakas. Is it mutter then? So that's the Nukudet Sakasef and the Chazonish. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beneshev, tomorrow we'll talk more about the other issues. Bishalakam comes up again tomorrow, and the definition of mamzerus comes up tomorrow. What defines a mamzer? How do we define a mamzer? Sugi we discussed back in Yevamos, but Beis Hashem, that also comes up tomorrow, and more Yayin Nesach discussions. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, Beis Hashem, hope everybody joins us this afternoon, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the other sugis as well. Okay, we'll stop here.